Welcome to episode 44, touchdown of
Praise the Sun.
What is this? Bite-sized lemons.
What is this? Bop it.
Pull it. Twist it. Oh, yeah. Episode 44, good. The memes.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Bite-sized Lemons, a nerdy podcast where we talk about ducks
and
penguins, dogs, and
podcasts.
We talk about podcasts
on our podcast.
You know what we do at the beginning of every episode, John?
We roast and toast them.
Oh boy, do we.
All right.
You know what we're doing today? What we're roasting toasting today?
We're roasting that nasty glummy gloom.
Glummy, glummy, gloom, gloom.
Gloomy, gloomy,
glum. Who's roasting?
Glum. You're roasting.
I'm roasting.
I have to say good things about this nasty.
See, you're never invested in your toasting.
I'm never.
It's like, this egg sucks. Anyway, I guess I'll say something good about it now. All right, I will roast.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
What are you? Gloom. I thought Oddish was the weed Pokemon. You must be the freaking heroin Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with your face? Apparently, you stink so bad that people run away from you.
Aren't you supposed to run away from them?
I mean, your name literally means sadness.
That's true.
I don't think much else needs to be said. You literally have drool hanging out of your mouth, and your name means sadness. Have a nice day, or don't.
You've been roasted. All right, Gloom. Here's the good thing about you. You got some drool hanging out of your mouth, which can land on some grass underneath you, and depending on what you ate, it might water them, and they will become good. Aww, Pokemon.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Also you kind of a stretch, but nasty. I like it.
Your color palette's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, like a vomit blue and brown.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'm down. You've been toasted.
Have you? All right. Well,
what are we drinking?
What are we drinking? I'm drinking Ozarka.
Oh, water. Ozarka.
You're drinking Polar Bear.
Polar Bear Coke.
Polar Bear Coke.
Coke with polar bears on it.
Did you know that Santa is red? Wears red because of Coke?
That's not true.
It's not true. You're right.
Yeah.
I was testing you.
Yeah. You've read the history of the world in six glasses like I did. You would know that's not true.
The history of the world?
Yeah, the history of the world in six glasses. It's six different beverages and describes history using
glasses.
Those. Yeah.
I thought you said classes. I was like, well, that's a lot of stuff for a six-week course.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Anyway. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of Coke products in Russia.
I did not
there
know
is that. A lot of Pepsi products.
Oh, that's right, because capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, nah, we don't want this stuff because it represents America. And then
Pepsi was like, hey. And Russia was like, all right. John, we're going to have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What would Piccadilly do?
That is so close.
Every time.
It's what would Piccadilly do? Oh, sorry, Pikachu do. My bad.
Piccadilly Llama.
If only Nathaniel were here to correct us both. The superior being.
The superior being.
All right, I'm going to read this, and you have to tell... I'm going to read this inspirational quote, and you have to tell me who said it.
All right.
Okay. Adventure rule number 4. You never give up until the very end, because there's always got to be a way out. You get it?
That's
in the quote.
You get it?
You get it?
Got it memorized? I think it's Pichu.
Pichu.
Yeah.
Pichu said it.
No, Meowth.
It's Ash.
Why are they always Ash?
Because he's the main character.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So, apparently, I'm going to take this to a step, and I'm just going to run with it, all right?
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for this?
I guess I am. I can edit that out or keep it in.
Both. Remix it.
All right. And edit that out or keep it in.
Both.
Remix it.
All right. So anyway,
What were you going to say? There was something about something.
Oh, yeah. So there was... Or there's a thing that's canon now is...
In Pokemon?
Yeah. Misty was not the original...
Cerulean?
No, the original companion of Ash. Because apparently, before Ash got his Pikachu, he went on like a little adventure by himself in a camp that he went to. He's just hanging out at
a
camp.
Is this in the anime?
Yeah.
And probably X and Y, right?
And then... he met Serena and gave Serena a handkerchief because she fell and scraped her leg and was like, here's your this handkerchief. And she's like, oh, so kawaii. And then, like, apparently she...
And then,
like,
she moved to France.
Yeah, and then she moved to France. And then...
What?
Yeah, and then, like, when she first meets Ash, it's a flashback of that, and baby Ash is like, don't ever give up if you don't want to, because that's bad. And Serena's like,
That is a perfect impression of kawaii.
Yeah. And then Ash is like, let's go on an adventure. And she's like, oh, okay, all right. And then they, yeah, so apparently she is the first companion. The first companion of Ash's.
That is bizarre.
Yeah. And then when they first meet, she gives him back his handkerchief. My and Ash man. Is like, what the heck? Who are you?
Good memory.
Yep.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Folks. And then Clemont and Clembot.
Clembot.
Yeah, Clembot, the best.
Clembot is kind of scary.
The Clembot's kind of terrifying. Oh. Stole all your Pokemon. Time to use them for a gym.
Speaking of Pokemon, I've got some News Wedge.
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to hear this Pokemon News Wedge?
Is the Pokemon News Wedge, do you progress past Island 3 in Sun and Moon?
Nope.
Oh.
I don't even know where my DS is.
Oh, crap.
I literally have no time to do that.
RIP.
I found out that there are quite a few Pokemon...
That are
metric Dunsparces.
Nice.
Dunsparce, excuse me.
Dunsparce.
Isn't that weird?
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. All right, let's see if you can name five of them.
Scyther.
Yes.
Dunsparce.
Yes, I'll take it.
How big is Dunsparce?
411.
411.
One metric Dunsparce.
One metric Dunsparce. Slugma.
Nope. You want me to help you out?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if any of these blow your mind on size.
Yeah.
Pidgeot.
Okay. I can see that.
Venomoth.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
The size of a small human. Alakazam.
I don't like the fact that Venomoth and Alakazam are the same size.
Isn't that weird? So, yeah, that's weird. Machoke.
Wait, what?
He's 4'11".
Why is he so small?
Even though he's like 6'5" in all the anime.
I always see this picture that's like cuddling with your Pikachu. Cute and adorable. Cuddling with your Machoke. Really weird.
Really creepy, yeah. Cloyster.
I don't like cloisters.
Do you hear the wind?
I do.
The wind.
The wind has taken over our
little town.
Yep. And blow this house down.
You guys can probably hear it, but that is loud wind.
It is quite loud.
Gengar.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Himmonlee.
I don't like Venomoth and Hitmonlee being the same size.
You still like Venomoth being that big?
I don't like Venomoth.
Scyther.
Yeah, I got that one.
That blew my mind. How did I not know my favorite Pokemon is the same size as...
My favorite Pokemon.
One of my favorite Pokemon.
You Rip. Know, it's just...
Pinsir.
Goodbye, ball.
Is the same size. I shall try and help
Football
you.
Ball kick. Oh, good. I can play with it now.
Mega Mewtwo Y.
Wait, what? Oh, the tiny little...
The little one.
The awkward
Exactu.
Xatu is like the Pokemon that is also like, you know, sometimes you forget that you have U.S. senators living in your, you know, city. Xatu is a U.S.
senator. I always forget about Xatu.
Yeah.
He's so cool, though.
Yeah. He's like, I am a little teepee
I am. Girafarig.
What? Like, long ways or short ways?
I don't know.
All right.
It's a cube.
It's a cube.
Always. Dunsparce. Heracross.
Okay.
Blissey.
Blisseys are tiny.
Yeah, they're small.
But they're round.
But they are eggs.
Egg-like body.
Swampert.
Hmm. Swampert.
Don't you think Swampert's like 7 foot?
Mega Swampert's huge, though, isn't he?
I don't know. It's Mega Swampert is not 4'11".
Aye.
Ludicolo.
Ludicolo. What is a Ludicolo?
It's the dancing pineapple
duck.
The
Mexican man.
Jeez.
My favorite.
Exploud.
Exploud is just like the garbage man.
Manectric.
Okay.
Mega Altaria.
All right.
Claydol.
All right.
Cradilli.
You love Claydol, don't you?
No, I don't.
All right.
You guys know why, probably. Armaldo.
Oh.
Glalie. Salamence.
Wait, what? I don't like Venomoth being the same size as my Salamence.
Yeah, well. Togekiss.
Okay.
Cresselia and Darkrai.
Wait, what? Cresselia and Darkrai should be like the size of small automobiles.
Yeah. 4'11".
What?
Samurott.
Freaking Samurott.
Mega Audino.
Literally the worst Mega Evolution ever. Why did that happen?
I disagree. Really? I love Mega Audino.
What?
We've talked about it. We surely have talked about this.
No, we haven't.
I love the design.
Really?
I adore the design. It's one of my favorite Pokemon designs of all time.
I've never seen... I think it's trash.
Wow. Well, all right.
All right.
We can talk about that in the second portion of this episode, which might actually not exist.
Oh, good.
All right, here's one that's crazy.
Yep.
Conkeldurr.
Carlos?
Oh, boy. Seismitoad.
Oh, okay.
Crocodile.
All right.
Gothitelle, your favorite Pokemon.
My worst hated Pokemon.
Braviary.
That bird's supposed to be huge.
Too bad. I don't know if you've ever seen a 4'11" eagle, though. Pretty big.
It's pretty big. Okay,
Tornadus, Thunderous, and Landorus in their incarnate forms.
Their nasty forms.
Just all their forms are nasty.
Yeah, exactly.
Genesect.
Okay.
Delphox, Greninja, and then one of your favorite Pokemon of all time.
Pichu.
Ash Greninja.
No, I hate it.
Pyroar, Malamar, Trevenant.
Nice. Malamar? What is a Malamar?
It's like calamari.
Oh, yeah, the calamari Pokemon.
Noivern.
Okay.
Which is very small for Noivern.
Yeah, I know. What are all these weird, like, weird Pokemon being Dunsparce?
Vikavolt. That's a big bug.
That's a big old bug.
Oranguru.
Oh, I haven't ran into the one that I can catch.
Pissimian?
Yeah.
Well, there was that incredibly interesting factoid bit about the size of Pokemon.
Good.
We should do an episode of surprising sized Pokemon.
Venomoth.
Venomoth's number one.
Joltik.
You know what's surprising? The national holiday today
is Penguin Day.
Happy Penguin Awareness Day,
Penguin
John.
Penguin Awareness Day.
There are a lot that are near endangerment and many that are endangered.
Yeah, and then some of them look exactly the same until you realize that they're not exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like the King Penguin and the Emperor Penguin. I was like, aren't you basically the same thing? And I looked at them, and they were like, nope, we're not.
One's from the east, one's from the west.
And I was like, oh, man. They were like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And I was like, thank you, penguin.
I've never seen an African penguin. They're little, they're real small.
Yeah, they're tiny babies.
I've never seen one. I've probably seen one, but I never associate it with Africa. That's funny.
Yeah.
I guess it gets,
they swim around.
Yeah, it gets pretty cold in certain places of Africa because Africa's massive.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Kind of like my left toe.
Yeah, it's huge. Pretty massive. Would you say... I mean,
what's his face could straddle the entire continent of Africa?
Who?
That one dude from World War II. I think it was Churchill or Roosevelt.
Winston Churchill could straddle Africa?
Yes.
It was Winston Churchill.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Would you say that penguins and ducks are pretty closely related?
No.
At all?
No.
Wow.
Because ducks, like, are nasty. And they, like, fight each other all the time. I figure that penguins are more like hug it out bros. Like, mainly because they have to. Because they're, like, sitting there in freezing cold water.
They're, like, fight or flight, and they can't flight. So they just decided fight is too much for them to work out.
Yeah, so they were just like, I don't know, just have a good time cuddling.
What would you say is... What's more like a duck then?
A hyena or a dolphin?
Or a dolphin.
Yeah.
Well, fair enough. You've kind of ruined a joke that I have at the end of this, but that's cool.
Oh, what? I mean, yes.
Oh, they are? Yeah. Ducks and penguins are quite similar.
They're quack similar. Quack similar.
You wish that was quack. The joke. You wish it was that low key. So, Empoleon, I guess, is probably the most penguin Pokemon there is.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think of... Anyway.
What about Delibird?
Delibird, maybe. That's true.
Yep.
What would you say? What's more penguin? I'd give Empoleon 6 penguins out of 10. And I guess I'd give Delibird 8 penguins out of 10. So, I'd give it a Delibird, personally.
Okay.
All right. Delibird it is. That'll come back to haunt you in a minute. Sony's animated Spider-Man will feature Miles Morales as the lead.
Yeah.
Mexican Spider-Man.
Mexican.
Well, Mexican. Spider-Man. So Hispanic and African-American Spider-Man.
Yeah.
My man.
My Mexican man.
My Mexican man should be the name of this.
Spider-Man.
Yes. Speaking of Mexican and African-American people, a neo-Nazi was punched in the face. At the Washington, D.C. thing.
I didn't know about that.
The video was amazing.
Word.
He's being interviewed and someone just like...
Straight up slugged
smashes
him.
Smashes his face.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the title of the CNN thing was Neo-Nazi Punched in Face, Internet Rejoices.
Wow. Okay. Why were you interviewing him then?
I don't know.
Yeah, whose idea was that?
I guess people want to understand why people are racist still.
Yeah, but then we were rejoicing at the fact that he got punched in the face.
Yeah, I would be. I was.
I mean, yeah. I'm not saying that not rejoicing.
As American as apple pie.
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying that was not something I would have done. Because I would have done it. But I also don't understand... Okay, so if you're interviewing the guy, to be more understanding... of him and his views.
Or maybe they were like moving him to stand on an X.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And the guy was like, just put him right here and I'll slug him.
Yeah, just put him right here and we've got the giant 100 tons Acme brick above him. It'd be fine.
Meep beep.
Beep beep.
Anyway, so that's good.
Yeah.
Relatedly, similarly. Delibird. No, not yet. I'm going to try get so far removed from it that you don't even think of it.
Well, that's not a thing.
You're just going to keep thinking of Delibird. So, reacting to the neo-Nazi stuff, we had several marches all over the U.S. and then all over the world.
Wait, I thought that was the Women's March.
What?
Oh, wait. So, was the march yesterday for women or punching neo-Nazis?
Both. No, the neo-Nazi punching in the face one was the inaugural march.
Oh, yeah.
And then they... Yeah, so that one...
Oh, by the way, I went to that. That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not much for big mobs.
No.
You prefer, like, specific...
Like...
Very targeted...
Yeah, let's have a conversation over a cup of tea / vodka, depending on what your views are.
In case we're talking about... Socialist Russia.
Yeah.
Socialist?
Word?
We're going to go with that.
Like, is this like Stalin's socialist Russia?
I don't want a taco ballot.
Oh, good.
Woo!
Oh, no.
Too soon. Well, not even soon enough. So...
I'm clapping with...
We had several thousand, nearly 40,000 people in Austin yesterday.
Nice.
For the march. That's for the Women's Rights March, which is great.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. I really wanted to be there, but I was working.
Yeah.
So...
Bet I could have gotten a lot of Pokemon Go steps with it, too.
It's true.
Marching is a good way to hatch eggs.
Amen.
So if you need a reason...
That'd be great if you had a sign that said, I'm here to hatch some eggs. That would not go down well.
That's fine.
Oh, boy. Some Switch news.
Yep.
Switch will not have Netflix or any other streaming services upon release.
Upon release.
Yeah, so maybe a couple months after, maybe a month after, maybe 2 years, maybe never.
Maybe never.
But
I mean, everybody's got a smart TV that is getting a Switch anyway, so.
Debatable.
Yeah.
I don't.
Switch sucks.
Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, I was trying to find... I was trying to find the Master's Edition of Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I got really sad, because I really want that soundtrack and that coin. It's all I really want.
Is it sold out or what?
Yeah. Sold out, like, all across the world.
GG.
Yeah. So I can't even get it in, like, Antarctic.
With the penguins.
Yep.
We should have a Zelda march.
Yeah. I'm here to hatch some eggs.
Oh, boy.
I would not go end well, because you're crossing the streams of fandoms.
Yeah, too much. Japanese Switch owners will be able to customize their controllers.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Oh.
Like the colors and stuff.
Yeah, like the Xbox One does.
Yeah, except they're all over the world, and Japan gets all the cool stuff.
Yeah, and also, the Xbox One already has really cool controllers, because this was over at Best Buy. I was like, wow, look at this really blue controller.
Oh, yeah, they did the blue ones.
These things are beautiful.
At the launch of the Nintendo Switch...
At it.
Or at the announcement or whatever it was,
uh-huh.
They had little water bottles.
Yeah.
And they said Nintendo Switch on them.
Right.
And someone is selling one on eBay. Take a guess for how much.
16 pennies.
$1,000.
Oh, no. Why?
I don't know.
I could go make one of those right now.
I know, right? It's for a Nintendo fan that is bigger even than you.
Yeah.
That's for who it's for. Pretty crazy.
Bigger in more than one way. Why would you want a water bottle?
I love water.
I guess.
We have the final trailer for Logan.
But water... Okay.
I'll get you off with the water bottle.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I liked it. That was cool.
I think it looks great.
Yeah.
We finally have it confirmed that is X-23.
Mm-hmm.
She's got claws.
Yep.
Quicksilver's in it.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
Quicksilver from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Who died.
Is in the Fox... No, he's not.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's this guy that walks up to Homegirl... She's just eating Pringles, just having a good time.
Having a good time.
And then she's like, I love these Pringles. And Homeboy walks up to her and is like, hey, you got to pay for that. And I'm like, is that Quicksilver from, like, the Marvel Universe?
And I was like, no, it's just another boring guy with faded blonde tips.
I was like, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure nope. That's it. Okay.
Not the right coach. Yeah, so I think it looks really good.
Yeah, and also we get to see...
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, both of them going ham.
They say the F word, both of them. It's very funny. A good time.
It's very funny. The fickle fairy.
Making me nervous. Getting sensor fairy ready real quick. We also got a Power Rangers trailer. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it in the movie theater.
The new one?
No.
Okay.
I don't like... Okay, first of all, I was never a huge fan on Power Rangers because I never understood it.
Fair enough. I like the big robots.
Yeah, I'm all about that. But I'm just like, what is happening? There's a bunch of really cool ninja dudes fighting, which I'm all about. But I was like, I don't really know what's going on. Like, I'm sure it has a very good story, but I...
Nope, sure doesn't, actually.
Well, anyway, I was just like...
People would argue with me, but that does not have a solid story.
I was like, this is really cool and all, but I don't really know too much about it. It wasn't really my forte as a child. I'm sure I could get into it, but...
You know what's crazy?
What?
Can I be that one annoying friend that has, like, trivia knowledge?
No.
Okay, forget it. Forget I said anything.
Go.
No, it's fine.
Go.
It's Fort.
What?
It's not your fort.
It's not my fort, A.
No, forte means loud. Fort means a specialization.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
What?
Yeah.
No, it's not my loud. Like, it's not what I'm good at when I'm... Because I'm good at being loud.
No, that's a pun from the brass section. When they say brass is my fort. But forte. It's spelt like forte. It's spelt the same.
What?
It's spelt the same, but the specialization one is that's pronounced so fort.
That's so brownie.
Now words. Everybody is a better person.
Arguable.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on initialisms and what are they called?
John Lennonisms.
No. What do you call it when you say FIFA, but it's F.I.F.A.?
Anagrams?
No, not anagrams. Anagrams are when you mix up letters in it.
Oh, no, wait. That's a medical procedure. No.
The wind.
It's absolute victory.
That's what it is. Anyway, don't get me started on those. Gabe the dog.
Analogs.
Nope.
Analogies.
No. You know Gabe the dog?
No.
The little dog that everyone remixes and he says bork. The little white one?
Yeah.
He died.
Yeah. Oh no, Mr. Cook. There you go.
He died.
Yeah, he did. And then they posted a video of him singing like Sweet Release or something like that. He was like, burr, burr, burr. I was like,
I really like those videos.
Yeah, I know.
I really enjoy them.
Rip Gabe.
Yeah, rip.
Never forget Gabe.
Yeah, we will be talking of him for years to come, much like Harambe.
God rest.
Dwayne the Rock.
Harambe.
Has Dwayne the Rock, the voice of Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails, has been given his
and
own...
And Delibird.
And Delibird, dang it. Has been given his own DC movie.
Is it called Sonic Heroes?
Featuring Delibird.
Featuring Delibird. What is it?
It is Black Adam.
Oh, nice.
So, like, okay. Bad guy for Shazam, but they're going to make him an anti-hero. Because okay. The Rock can't play a bad guy.
What? Yeah, he can. He played What's-His-Face in Fast and Furious.
He was a good guy.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he was a good guy.
A jerk.
He's a jerk, but he's a good guy.
Oh, wait. No. All of the main characters are bad guys. Essentially. Because they're stealing stuff.
Yeah, but... They're the main characters, and you like
and them. Then he was, like, a cop that was like, hey, stop stealing stuff.
I think he ended up helping them in the end. Haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The Rock.
The Rock, Dwayne the Adam Johnson.
Speaking of DC movies, John, I hear you asking, what is Ben Affleck saying? About the world.
No?
I heard you say that.
It's not some...
I'll tell you.
I don't care.
Ben
He's
Affleck...
over there, like, solving the problem of fresh water when he was, like, 8, and no one ever gives him any credit. Have we talked about the Voyage of the Mimi?
Boy, have we.
Okay.
Should do a full episode on that.
Good.
No. Nay, a full season.
Full season about Voyage of the Mimi.
Ben Affleck would like people to stop asking him about the Batman movie.
Good. He's like, this is not my life.
He did a new movie called, like, Live by Light or something like that.
Yeah.
Something. Exactly. I don't even know. And so at the red carpet event for it, they were like, so when is Batman coming out? How's the script for it? And he's like, I'm here to promote my movie. They're like, we know that.
But Batman, though.
You messed up by sharing that Deathstroke picture, Batman.
You also messed Ben Affleck. Up by sharing...
Mimi.
Your
water.
Water.
Oh, boy.
The Delabirds.
Speaking of DC movies, John.
Speaking of D.
Who died 9 years ago, I hear you asking.
The Bork Dog.
Nay, that was a couple days ago.
Oh.
Heath Ledger, the Joker.
What?
He passed away 9 years ago today.
The guy who played Luke?
Nope.
Oh.
That's Mark Hamill.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not dead 9 years ago today. The guy who played it in the live action one.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He passed away. He had a lot of good movies.
Yeah, but apparently I think the Joker put him over the edge.
That's what I've heard. Sleeping pills, medication, a lot of different stuff.
I mean, Joker's a crazy role.
Yeah.
And he played it not as like... So there have been a few different interpretations of the Joker, and the Heath Ledger one was like, I'm the dark kind of crazy. The crazy that, like, will witness somebody die and just be like, yeah,
psychotic. That happened. Antisocial disorder.
Yeah.
But yeah.
There are a lot of other ones that are like, ha, ha, like, what's his name? Jared Leto's. His is kind of like...
His was hard to pinpoint because they cut out so much of that movie.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was, really.
But I think it was supposed to be like, he's crazy, like he's mad with power kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
He's got all his like ducks in a row kind of thing, and just kind of like, I can do whatever I want because I've got power.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in his mind. And then there have been other ones where, like Mark Hamill's, who's just like, I'm just going to blow stuff up because it's fun.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Well, Mark Hamill specifically is obsessed with Batman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, he completes him. That's the kind of idea.
Yeah.
And they touched on that in The Dark Knight. They did not touch on that in Suicide Squad.
Right.
Like, at all.
Uh-huh.
That was such a flat character.
Right.
Just because they cut out so much of it.
And they were like, Harley, go.
Yeah.
Harley was like...
I also have no personality in this movie.
Yeah.
I was like, does anyone? Maybe Will Smith.
Will Smith was like, I'm doing my best to carry this.
Yeah, Will Smith's like, I'm just being Will Smith with a gun.
Yeah, essentially.
Basically.
Don't make me do this in front of my daughter. He was like, son, I'm about to Fresh Prince of Bel-Air you all the way back to home.
Let me tell you a little story.
Yeah, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. So let's just take a minute and sit right there. Don't shoot me in front of my daughter.
Man.
Man.
All right, so right before our... Well, we have two pieces of news wedge left, and then we have something that will transition into our newest one, into our last segment. We're going to talk about Rogue One.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Okay, cool.
Little Goliath babies.
So, Donnie Yen.
The guy who played...
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Yeah.
He apparently... he's in XXX Return of Xandar. Not that kind of XXX.
Oh. Whoa.
The otro.
I was like, ah, no.
You want to see Donnie Yen naked, baby?
Like, absolutely not.
Anyway. Oh, boy. Is this even worth finishing? So,
Donnie Yen,
dear Lord, help us.
He's like,
he
lightsabers.
Jeez Louise, man.
Kyber crystals.
What am I looking up, man? I'm
Donnie
trying to.
Donnie Yen.
Yeah, so Donnie Yen moved Triple X. He moved too fast. He moved too fast.
No.
He moved too fast for cameras to see him.
Really?
So he had to slow down, like Bruce Lee style.
What?
Isn't that the freaking coolest thing?
Is he a freaking bullet shrimp?
He's basically a bullet shrimp.
He is the bullet shrimp incarnate.
All right. Speaking of...
Bullet shrimp.
Bullet shrimp. We have a new comment on Bacon Lorantis.
Okay.
Which is easily our most commented on video.
Good.
A person named Irmak Super Gigi.
Okay.
I practiced that for hours. Good. Who is a Poketuber in Turkey.
Wow.
He's, I think, like 9.
Can you just talk about the word tuber for a second? Is it like one of those like kids YouTube. In the inner tier?
YouTube R.
Oh. YouTuber. I thought it was like... Okay.
YouTuber.
I thought it was like one of those kids that you like that has like... A Mareep and just runs around on the beach.
No. Okay. Not that one. Oh, a tuber. Yeah. No, a YouTuber.
Oh.
Irmak Super Gigi says, I heat this so much. This is all caps. And then about 40 exclamation points. Ugh, I love Lorantis. --br/. But I heat you.
Well,
and then about 40 exclamation points.
Wow.
So thanks for that.
Maybe you should try to evolve your Mareep.
Wow. He heats us.
He heats us.
So if anybody else has any heat mail.
Or, I don't know, like mild mail or...
Mild mail.
Maybe just...
Mild Maynard.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, so that got us a lot of views, actually, because Turkey is watching our Bacon Lorantis video.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So,
thank you, heat mail.
Thank you, Super.
Thank you, Super, for the Mary shout-out.
The Mary. Anyway, I thought that was hilarious. I, like, cried
poor
laughing.
Poor guy.
He heats us.
He heats us.
Okay. Delibird.
Delibird.
Is related to a duck. You would say yes?
No, I said he was related to a penguin.
He's a penguin. Penguins are related to ducks.
Right.
So, you're telling me that Delibird is related to Arcanine?
Yes.
Because Arcanine is a duck.
No.
Yes, he is.
He's not, though. He's the legendary dog.
No, he's the legendary Pokemon.
He's the legendary duck.
He's a duck.
He's not a duck.
He's a duck.
49 times.
41% says he's a duck. Piece.
Your old man and me. Got a chicken head with duck feet.
Oh, boy. Well, speaking of which, Star Wars.
Yep.
So, but it is confirmed that Arcanine is, in fact, a duck. And
it is not confirmed.
41%.
No. Yeah, and then the other 59% said it was a dog.
Well, I mean, Trump won.
49 times we killed that beast.
The jokes. I wrote that joke while we were recording this episode. Thank you. I will be here all week.
Oh, no.
You don't need majority to be right. All right. Oh, boy. All right. We'll pause and we'll be back with Rogue One. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we are
back
in black.
We actually both are wearing black.
Wow. No one will know if we're telling the truth or not. You're wearing the Pokemon Symphonic Evolution shirt.
I am.
We went to that.
Black. Oh yeah, we can talk about that.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was great.
I liked it.
All right, so Rogue One.
No, it was great.
It was great.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. There was this kid sitting next to me who's just straight spouting lies into his mother's head. He was like, so Ambipom was the first ever created Pokemon.
Ambipom.
Yeah. I was like,
Ambipom was the first Pokemon, and its stats are the best out of anything, with the exclusion of Burmy XY and Mewtwo Z.
Yeah.
Mom.
Mom. And then this kid's mom was like, well, time to become John's best friend. And I was like, all right, well.
She was like, my kid is an idiot, so.
I was like, I agree with you, but also I don't want to be your best friend.
Anyway, so when's the wedding?
And then there was also this kid who, whenever like the title of the movement would come up on the screen, he would just scream
Legends
out.
Legends of Hoenn!
Yeah, just scream it out for everyone to hear.
Good job, buddy.
You're like, thanks, Wooper. I really appreciate it.
So much Wooper. The wind.
It was great. You hear this wind? Had a great time. I actually loved that concert.
It was very good.
It was very pristine. 49 times.
So Rogue One.
Rogue?
Una.
Una.
So Rogue One, we're going to talk about it loosely.
All right, I have to get something off my chest.
What?
How old is the actress that plays Jyn Erso?
I do not know.
Because
Felicity Jones?
Yeah. There are times she looks like she's like Ray's age, which is like 23, 26, 93.
She's 12 years older than us.
Really?
Yeah. She's 33.
Wow.
She's 33 going on 34.
33, huh?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, no. Okay, hold on.
Are you officially asking her out?
No. How old is Daisy Ridley?
You and Felicity Jones... Me and Emma Thompson.
Basically the same
person.
We
could all go on a double date.
So, Daisy Ridley is 24. Okay? There are times when she looks like Daisy Ridley, like 24. And then there are also times that, like, just like the angle of the camera and how her makeup is done, she looks like Meryl Streep. So,
wow.
Like, I'm like... What is happening here? This is straight up weird.
She's got a baby face.
Does she?
Absolutely. She does not look 33. She looks like she's 19.
She looks like she's Meryl Streep at some points in her life.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to tell me about how you thought this woman was gorgeous.
No. Well,
apparently that she looks like a 60-year-old woman.
Okay, that's not to say 60-year-old women can't be gorgeous. There are wonderful people in this world... That are pretty in their own way.
Okay. We all know how I... Stop picking that up and dropping it. You know how I feel about Emma Thompson? So I've got nothing against 60-year-old women.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Word. All I'm saying is that it was kind of weird because I don't think it's like anything her fault did. It is actually something... Oh my gosh, she looks like Avril Lavigne. They're just like, I guess it was just the makeup. Like, the makeup and the way that they did her.
The makeup as in, like, no makeup?
What? There was a lot of makeup in that movie.
So you hate Felicity Jones?
No, that's not what I said.
You hope she dies.
Whoa. Okay.
All right, if you're saying it.
I'm not saying it.
I thought she was great. I much preferred her over Daisy Ridley.
First off, I thought she was an amazing actress. I thought she did very well in her role. I think it was a very good movie.
But she looked too old.
But there were times when she looked too young, and there were times that she looked too old.
Fix your face, Felicity.
Rather, have your makeup artist do a better job.
She's got a bizarre mouth. She's got an Eddie Redmayne bunny mouth.
Bunny mouth.
It's weird.
Yeah, well...
Anyway, so this movie.
Yeah. So, baby Jyn sitting there. She's like, hey, Dad. Dad's like, bye. And then everybody dies.
Yep.
And
shall I read you an official?
Hold on. Okay, here are some spoilers. So, if you don't want spoilers, we're just going to go straight up.
Yeah, we're just kind of going to go ham. All right. And it's also been a while, so go and see it.
Yeah. Nerds. So, yeah, freaking goofballs. All right. So I'm going to give my synopsis of the movie if you don't
mind. And then I will give this one.
Yes. Okay. So Baby Jin's like, hey, what's up, Dad? Dad's like, take this crystal. Crystal's like, all right, I guess I'm going to hang out here.
The crystals.
And then Mom's like, hey, Dad, we're going to hang out. Dad's like, nah, get out of here, you darn whelp. And she's like, all right.
What's a whelp?
She runs off. And then the Imperials come and they're like, hey, come with us. He's like, nah, I'm good. And they're like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to shoot your wife. Bang.
Yeah.
And then it's like, dang. And then the dad's like, well, I guess I'm out of here. Go, small child. They're like, look for the small child. And the small child goes into what I assume to be, like, I don't know, John's Plumbing. And just, like, hops in there, hangs out there for, what, a week? Or
no,
a year?
No, like, less than a day.
Okay. So, anyway, she's hanging out there
for maybe
about 13 years.
Okay.
And, this dude comes
explains
up.
Explains why she looks like she's 60.
She's like, hey, you're coming with me. Well, apparently it fast forwards to her doing some shenanigans. Diego comes out and he's like, hey, I'm going to shoot somebody. Straight up murders a guy for no reason. And then runs from the cops for a while. Meets up with Felicity. And Felicity's like, hey. He's like, hey.
Using all the actress names.
And then Felicity's like, well, I guess we're going to hang out now. Diego's like, I mean, I guess. Oh, I am on a mission to kill your father. Then Vader's like, I'm going to choke this dude because that other actor looks like he's about to turn into a tarantula. And
that's weird.
And so then they're like, well, time to blow up this part of the world. And they blow it up. And then the guy with the robot everything, who I thought was going to be a total, like, awesome character, who's going to be, like, Super Mech Man McGee, turns out to be, like, a rotting old man who's like, Jin, I haven't seen you in so long. It's like, well, then why didn't you text me? We literally have holopads. He's like, oh, yeah. Well, my entire city's going to get blown up now. Bye. And then Diego's like, time to kill your dad. I'm not going to do it. Jin's like, well, time to go hang out with my dad. And then she goes over there and everything starts blowing up because apparently freaking Luke Skywalker and the squad roll in and blow the place up. And they're like, bang, 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 bang. And you're like, oh, man, there goes my everything. And then Papa dies. And Jin's like, well, that sucks. And then they go. And they go into a station and they're like, hey, guess we're just going to be on these islands, which are kind of cool. They look like they're the Alola region of Star Wars. And then everyone starts getting the crap beaten out of them. Freaking robot Diego and Felicity wander into the mainframe room. They're just like, hello. And they're like, meh, it seems good. So they just wander in there. They're like, maybe we should stop those guys. And then they open the door, lock him in the door, and then the robot dies, and then they climb some ladders, and then the dude comes in, and he's like, hey, you guys need to stop that. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna run away. And then Diego probably dies, and Jin, like, climbs up the ladders, and he's like, oh, for some reason, while you were nuking the city, you messed up the antennas. Which, this is not really how antennas work. But, also, we live in a world of advanced society. Where, literally, like, the Jedi temples had amazing technology. Like, holo pads. They're like antennas. And I was like, okay. And so, she has to go fix the antenna. Felicity's like, boop, time to go. And then homeboy comes out and he's like, hey, I got choked by Darth Vader and for some reason I was really happy about it, so let's not get into that.
Ugh.
And then she was like, nah, you're a bad man. I have done the thing and now I'm gonna kill you. And Felicity's like, oh no. And Diego's like, bang, 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 bang. And you're like, whoa, Diego, how are you here? He's like, I'm Diego.
Me llamo Diego.
And we were like, all right, cool, transmit the thing. And then I was like, well, I guess we're just going to use the Death Star to blow this place up. Bloom. Everyone dies.
Wow.
The end.
That was amazing. You know what the guy that really liked being choked by Darth Vader's real name is?
What?
Like the actor?
Diego?
Alistair.
Alistair.
Spelt the same way.
Alistair got choked by Darth Vader.
And he liked it.
He liked it.
Take that out of context. Oh, wow. Wow. I can't really top that.
It came in hot.
I'm going to make that a YouTube video on its own.
Please.
Okay.
Please do.
I will. Oh my gosh. How about this short paragraph?
Okay.
All right. Former scientist Galen Erso lives on a farm with his wife and young daughter Jin. His peaceful existence comes crashing down when the evil Orson Krennic takes away his beloved family. Many years later, Galen is now the Empire's leading engineer for the most powerful weapon in the galaxy, the Death Star. Knowing that her father holds the key to its destruction, a vengeful Jin joins forces with a spy and other resistance fighters to steal the space station's plans for the Rebel Alliance.
A vengeful Jin?
Vengeful.
Vengeful. Oh.
Okay. An eventual Jin.
An eventual Jin. She eventually becomes Jin. At first, she's Felicity.
Yeah.
But now she's Jin.
Well, throughout the whole time you watched it, she was Felicity. She's
Felicity. I missed the part that she changed her name.
Yeah.
And Diego was like, brah, brah, kill the guy with the hurt arm.
Let's... I don't even know where to start after that review. What did you think of Felicity Jones? You hated her. What did you think of Diego Luna?
Diego's awesome.
As Cassian Andor.
Yeah, I liked him.
He was great.
I really liked... Because he did the whole, like, conflicted mentality thing really well.
Yeah.
Like... He never got pleasure out of killing anything, but he knew that that was something that he had to do. And that was like his key character points, I would say.
He had a moment where he and Jin, he was like, you're not the only person that's lost something in this fight. And it was really nice to see him be humanized even more than he was.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. He absolutely carried that movie.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, little Mexican dude.
Yeah, this guy straight up came out of the box hot. Like, he was ready. He loved baseball.
Well, there you go. Can't hate him.
Yeah.
He was in The Terminal. I've seen him in a lot of stuff, like minor roles.
I've never seen him before.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in The Terminal, which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was Steven Spielberg. Or Hans Zimmer. Wait.
Or Hans
John Zimmer. Williams. It was John Williams.
Anyway, I read this book called The Smoker. No, The Stoner. It's called Stoner. I picked it up over at Half Price. I looked at it and I was like, this was written by John Williams.
Different John Williams, eh?
And I put it down and then I walked away.
Gotta be a different John Williams.
Nah, it was the same John Williams.
Really?
Yeah, he was just like, he opened it up and just John Williams. It's just literally all of the music for Star Wars. Just on a book, but all of it was wrong and sort of burnt.
You tell lies.
Had a little ashy.
You lie.
Imprints on it.
You lie.
For being called the Stoner.
What are you saying?
I don't know.
Diego Luna was great.
Yeah. Brat, brat, kill the guy with the broken leg. Brat.
Yeah, give that guy more roles.
Brat. Make him Luke Skywalker.
What?
Yeah.
Like in a prequel or now?
Now.
Like fire Mark Hamill, fire the man who plays
Mark Luke. Hamill. All
right. Yeah, I'm down for that.
Have Diego hop on Daisy's back and have them do backflips through a swamp.
Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen.
Was Chirrut Imwe.
In the XXX.
In a XXX film.
In a XXX film.
Return of Xandar. Not that kind of XXX film.
I really liked him.
He was blind.
Yeah.
And yet he was one of the coolest characters.
He was also the one who saw the most.
Whoa, man.
That was deep.
Dude.
John Williams Stoner. And I were hanging out.
I really liked the fact that they introduced people who are not Force sensitive that serve the Force still.
Right.
Like those two guardians of the temple.
Right.
And I think he's a bit Force sensitive because he can like tell where a Kyber crystal is.
Well, the thing is in that aspect is he's Force sensitive in the aspect of that's what he uses to see. Like he...
Yeah.
I can only imagine it's like seeing things in a permanent thermal fixture. Mm. Like, you can only see things that have a thermal resonance.
Yeah.
And then, like, when things get hotter, they get brighter. And when things get dimmer, they get softer.
Colder?
Yeah, sorry. And then, that's at least in my mind's eye what I saw him seeing.
Yeah.
Is like, because he says the Force moves angrily, like, it would be like it was getting hotter
when around people who are going to kill. That's interesting.
Yeah.
The guy must be on fire then because he killed about 50 stormtroopers.
He's like, brah, 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 brah.
Pretty good.
Brah. Broken leg guy, bang.
Bang, dead. I think he had if you look at the comics, I was reading about him because I really liked his character.
Uh-huh.
He has a kyber crystal in the end of his... Staff.
Staff. Yeah.
So that's where he knows sense. Where like everything is perfectly.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Also, his little merc dude. So what happened was he's sitting there in this temple and he was like, well, I got kicked out of my temple. I need protection because I'm blind. He hires a homeboy. And homeboy's
Jimmy
like,
Smits, Bail Organa.
Yeah. He's like, wait, Organa?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't what? Is it?
Am I tripping? Is that the wrong guy?
Yeah, because Organa is a royal name. In
oh
Star Wars.
Yeah, no, not what I'm thinking of. Different guy, different abort.
Okay, anyway,
Baze Malbus.
Yeah, homeboy is a heavy gunner, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I really liked his character. He was definitely just kind of like the merc. Who was like, I'm only here for the money. Like, I do not care about the rebellion or anything, or the Force, but this guy paid me, and I'm going to do what he paid me to do.
Which is he not a guardian?
Him. No.
Really?
He was literally just, he was a guy who was protecting Homeboy, Kyber Crystal Man.
Huh.
And so they, like, hung out, and then... He had been protecting him for a little while, and so they got to know each other, but he was like, look, Force is a bunch of shindig hootenanny that I don't give a crap about. And then at the end, he had to like give himself to having faith in the Force, and then, you know, even though he gave himself to, you know, I am one of the Force is with me, still died. Like, it didn't save his life, but it did put him at ease. And I thought that was really something special that they reflected in that movie.
Yeah, I really liked the use of the Force in this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome. It was a lot more, it felt more like a religion in this than in previous ones, where it just felt kind of loosey-goosey, whatever the Force really is.
Yeah, and in previous ones... In previous movies, the Force is used as a weapon. You know, the Jedi use it and, you know, it's kind of like mastering a craft, you know, mastering how to shoot a gun or use a sword. You know, it's mastering the Force to use it, you know.
And in this, it was, they had a temple. And it was for self-preservation and for awareness and that kind of thing. It was interesting to see that different aspect of the Force, which is in the extended universe a lot more.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I mean, it's definitely there in the canon stuff, but it's also kind of like, yeah, this is also an action film. We're not going to spend any time discussing with you like the like core aspects of what the Force is, because that comes down to a lot of like I think Lucas tied it to a lot of Hindu and Buddhist teachings of like finding peace within yourself and
one with finding, the forces within.
Yeah, finding structure and stuff like that. But also, it's like, then again, they also did show Hayden Christensen and Natalie Portman rolling around in a field for like 5 minutes.
I hate sand.
And I was like, tell me more about the forest. Stop.
Bad choices. Bad choices were made. Alan Tudyk played K2SO.
Yeah.
That guy was awesome.
That guy was pretty stellar.
I thought he was going to be boring, maybe another C-3PO clone, but just a bit more sassy, but he had a lot of character in his metal face.
Yeah, and also, like, the thing is, he was a droid that was basically given sentience on accident.
He was an Imperial droid.
Yeah, he was an Imperial droid that was wiped and then given new purpose, but that basically got rid of his filter. So anything that was going through his head came out of his mouth because he's a machine. And yeah, he just didn't really think about what he was saying. And he was like, everything is dumb. Which is weird, because if you think about that, that's probably how all the droids felt when they were dying.
Yeah.
That's how R2 probably feels.
Oh, man. He can't
talk.
Can only imagine R2, what he says.
R2's like, you guys are all idiots.
You what, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was one of the stars of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was one of the very few comic relief aspects of this movie.
Definitely.
Did
a lot better job than Jar Jar.
Boy, did he.
Boy, did he.
Boy, did he. Gareth Edwards directed it.
Yeah.
He was awesome. I liked it a lot more than J.J. Abrams' directing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, yes.
I really like J.J. Abrams.
I hate J.J. Abrams.
I don't like Michael Bay.
I hate Michael Bay.
I don't like...
You know, I'm not the biggest fan of avocados.
I don't care for avocados either.
Avocados and guacamole. I'm not a huge fan.
Neither am I.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like bananas.
Whoa, get out.
Wait, do you like bananas?
Bananas are my favorite food.
I thought you were allergic to bananas.
Nope.
Hmm.
Bananas are my favorite food. Easy.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Didn't you say you were allergic?
Nope. I had banana yogurt yesterday and it was amazing.
Hmm. Banana yogurt.
God, it was good.
Somebody used to call me in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird. I should know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. It was me who called you that.
Yeah.
I thought Felicity Jones was good. Whole cast was pretty darn good.
Felicity Jones, the way I see it, there were really weird parts where she was like, I'm scared and young. And then she was like, I am fighting for a cause, but I'm also not. But I also don't want to be here, but I do. Where's my dad? Oh, he's dead. All right. Oh, I guess I'm part of the rebellion. Bye.
GG.
I was like, So, here's the thing. Everybody is losing their bananas about this Rebels or this Vader scene.
Yeah.
And I guess I kind of let the hype get to me, because honestly,
you know, it's the best Darth Vader scene that we have.
Yeah.
And it's not great.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually pretty cool.
I mean, it's
pretty darn cool.
But I expected it to be like Vader straight up taking on an army.
Me too. A lot of people were talking about how, like, because he's a lot slower in the original.
Right.
And they might have addressed that because he's still like 24-year-old Hayden Christensen.
Right.
In there and should be doing backflips and destroying everything.
Exactly.
But it's like he crushed a couple people against a wall.
I was like, okay.
That's it.
Like, in Rebels?
That guy is insane.
Vader goes freaking ham.
Yeah.
Like,
and I wonder if they're going to do something to make him slower.
Yeah. Like
between 3 and 3.5.
And I was like, what is happening? Like,
yeah, I wanted them. Everybody's
so hyped about it. And I was like, I mean, this was I really enjoyed a lot of the prequel saber fights a lot more than I did this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Against,
like, the droids and stuff. Like, this was all right.
Yeah. The thing is, I really wanted him to get injured, and I thought what was going to happen was Jin, Andar, and K2SO, they were all going to, and Donnie Yen, and whoever else was there, they were going to storm that beach, and the Imperials were going to be overwhelmed.
Right.
And then they're going to, Vader looks at the window, he's like,
I guess I got to get out there.
All right. And then, he takes on all of them.
Yeah, and then pushes all of the forces back. That's what I wanted to happen.
I wanted that so bad. And then, I don't know, maybe he gets hit with a blaster.
Yeah.
Because there was a scene where, in the trailers, that is, where Jin is running up to fix that antenna, and a TIE fighter comes up.
Yeah.
And it's Vader's TIE fighter.
Uh-huh.
And that's not in the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a darn shame, too.
It is a shame.
Yeah. Because if I saw... Because that's another thing, is, like, Vader in his TIE fighter, we didn't really get a lot of that because we didn't have the technology for it back when Vader was in a TIE fighter.
Mm-hmm.
If we use some of the tech that we have now to show, like, how good he is as a star pilot, that would have been awesome. But they were like, nah.
Number one
pilot. Star pilot in the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
Yeah. And he was like, I guess I'll shoot my son now. Bang, bang, bang. All right, bye. And then, like, in the prequels, he's, like, freaking, you know,
jumping out of cars.
Yeah, like having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I really wanted him to get shot with a blaster by, like, Jin or something, and that explains why he's slow in the originals, but they didn't do that. They just...
They were like, he's slow now because he's a robot. And I'm like, but Grievous. Sucked. And they were like, but no.
Yeah, Grievous is ridiculously fast. Like a spider.
Like a wee Spider-Man.
I was disappointed with that. I really like James Earl Jones voicing him, but some of his lines, like, don't choke on your...
Vader's not punny.
Not at all. That was very punny. Was don't, like, choke on your... What is it?
Aspirations.
Aspirations.
It was like...
If I was that guy, Alistair, I would have said, just finish it. Just kill me.
Just die.
I don't want Vader to have said that to me.
Well, I mean, okay. I actually thought that was a really cool scene.
The scene was cool, but that last line was bad. I really liked that
pun if it was said by literally anyone else.
Fair.
I thought it was an amazing line. Shouldn't have been said by Vader.
Especially James Earl Jones is better. Yeah.
Like, I felt like, you know, he could have said something completely awesome there as Vader, but they chose a very non-Vader line, and that was a little disappointing.
Where do you put this in terms of your Star Wars movies?
Well, it's definitely not the worst, so it's above absolutely. Two.
that much we know. It's above two for me also, which is my second least favorite.
I would say
I might surprise you where I put this film.
I would say probably around number four for me.
Hmm.
It didn't have a lot of the saber fighting, which is what I really care about in Star Wars.
Yeah.
But the blaster fighting was pretty neat. I just kind of, if you are going to do a gunfight, make it more Wild Westy, you know?
Yeah.
I think that, like the gunfight that's in when Han gets out on... Or when the stormtroopers storm that bar in episode 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. That's I loved good. That. That was super sick. And Han's just like, brah, 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 like shooting everywhere. And,
not even looking sometimes.
Yeah, just having a good time. And oh, that was awesome. This one was just kind of like, bang, 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 bang. Oh, no. I'm dead.
I think this is my favorite Star Wars movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't really love the Star Wars franchise.
Okay.
I thought this one was pretty stellar.
Really?
I liked Andar. I really liked Jyn Erso. I loved the fact that the Death Star is not a stupid plot hole anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I put a weakness in it so that
they could not have written that any better.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah,
that was really good.
I liked it a lot.
That's something I kind of forgot about.
K2SO
is an amazing character.
It's probably my favorite droid. Maybe my favorite Star Wars character.
Okay.
No, that's not true. Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
And then K2SO.
Yeah.
That guy was hilarious. I love Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
He's my favorite Chinese actor. Maybe just one of my favorite actors of all time.
Nice.
Very, very cool guy. Too fast for a XXX movie.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it is... Like I've told you before, like I really like the Star Wars franchise, mm-hmm. minus episode two. but I love the franchise. I really like saber fights, though.
Yeah.
Like, saber fights are my thing.
And I think those are great, but you're right. They don't have as much weight for me in terms of a film.
And so I think that's why it sits around fourth place for me. But that's just me, you know. That's just my obsession with lightsabers.
Well, and the reason I hate number six is because the plot is like dog slow.
Yeah.
Like when we go to the Ewoks, I feel like the plot stops.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever finished.
Okay.
Like I still think I'm watching that movie right now.
Okay.
And this movie was kind of one thing right after another.
Yeah, it was definitely very fast-paced.
Yeah, and I liked that. I liked the plot. Yeah, yeah. I think that's... We hold different things more important in Star Wars films.
Right.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of different aspects that make up Star Wars films.
Yeah, and that's what makes them enjoyable.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think this is my favorite Star Wars film.
All right.
Until we'll possibly see what 8.
8 comes out.
Oh, also, Tarkin and Leia. Stop CGI-ing people if they don't look exactly real.
Yeah.
Dear goodness.
Yeah. Tarkin literally looked like he was going to become a tarantula. I literally thought that he was going to like rip off his skin and be like, I'm Mace Windu, pulls out a dual-sided lightsaber and like cuts down everyone.
One's purple, one's yellow.
Yeah, it just has a good time. I was like, well, I don't really know what's going on here.
Man, the purple lightsaber thing is still one of the most genius things that's come out of the Star Wars franchise.
Thanks, Sam.
I want to be able to show my family where I am at all times.
Thanks, Sammy G.
My man.
Sammy G.
Well, this has been a long episode.
It has.
Is there anything I need to edit out?
My burping.
No, I'm going to keep it in.
All right.
I'm going to put your summary synopsis on YouTube.
Good.
John, where the heck can people find us?
They can find us online at thebslpodcast.org.
That's true. They can also... That is not true.
The BSL podcast at gmail.com.
Correct.
They can find us on Facebook. They can find us on Instagram. Hey. They can find us on Twitter. They can find us in your house upstairs.
Always. We're on YouTube as well. Just search Bite-Sized Lemons on any one of those platforms.
Podomatic.
Find us on Podomatic. That helps us out a lot. We're also on iTunes.
Yeah.
So, GG.
G.
G.
Good.
We'd love to hear from you guys, so email the show so we can read things, even if it's heat mail.
Heat mail. Thanks, Tommy G.
If we ever get to the point where we get regular mail, we'll have a section called heat mail.
Yeah, it'll be good.
GG. Bye, I'll guys. Read
it for everyone.
John?
Let's high five.
We need a high five. All right. I'm so tired.
Ah! Ah!